producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Joseph, who is basically a pro at giving up smoking. He's done it several times in his life and was basically 3 or 4, almost 4 months into his latest abstinence, and then stuff at work kind of fell around his ears, which really touched off some other insecurities in his life and made him go back to the dreaded weed, which I suppose weed is one of those words that has different meanings for different generations as well. All right, so I asked Joseph to compile. I gave him a homework assignment and asked him to compile some things that he might like to do that he's feeling like he's slowing down at his job. And, Joseph, before we get into detail about that, I just want to add that if your boss says you're slowing down and you don't need to be here, that's one thing. A colleague, I mean, who died and left Tim Elvis? I mean, don't worry about, I mean, he may be jealous, he may be, who cares what he thinks? He's not the one who's in charge. And so, you know, we have to, it's hurtful, and it's hurtful because it also sort of focused on some insecurities that you were already experiencing. But he's not in charge. If your boss says it, then you worry about it. Because one of the things that you can trade off for the fact that maybe you're a little slower than you used to be is you're a lot more experienced. You presumably are more sensible. You know more what you're doing. So don't let him be the final determinant. But for a moment, let's look and see if there's some other things. And just having options can sometimes make us feel better about our lives. So let's look at what you view yourself, what some of the options might be.
Okay. The first question you asked me was, where would I consider moving if I wasn't here anymore?
Right.
And, I live in the tropics. So I would think probably South Florida. I have a lot of friends living there, also in North Carolina. And I think instead of moving to a place cold, if you move to a place where you've got friends, it sort of eases the transition a certain amount.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So that may be something to put, and I know the $700. Well, if you're on Social Security, don't you have some Medicare or Medicaid, one or the other?
I'm living off Medicare or Medicaid right now. I was at Mayo in Jacksonville when I got the bad news about my operation. So I've been sort of thinking about, well, that's a pretty nice area around there. Maybe till the medical gets under control, maybe living close to Mayo would be a good idea.
Well, and at least going and investigating, and you can probably, I mean, I'm just getting a whole bunch of, I go back and forth to the South sometimes as well, and go to Expedia or any of the, you have access to a computer?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good. Just go, and because they're Frontier Airlines has got a whole, they said $300,019 fares today. They just sent me an email like a half hour ago, an hour ago. All right, yeah. So see if you can find, I mean, even if you just go up for a couple of days and see, I mean, you know, for $19 you can probably eat peanut butter and grape jelly for a week. And going up to Florida or North Carolina and tell your friends you're coming and tell them you'd like to stay with them so you don't have to worry about a hotel. And look around and see, first of all, if there's housing that is within your budget. And also to, all right, so it sounds like there's some plan to move to someplace cheaper. All right, so that's great. So let's put that as something positive to make a step. To if you lower your monthly nut, then you don't have to make as much money. So let's look at what kinds of things you might like to do that appeal to you.
Just starting off, I was the ADD poster child for 1947. I went to 26 different schools before I finally put a GED to get out of it. I have sort of a jack of all trades, master of none, no letters behind my name. But I came up with 4 different things that I would probably be good at.
Let's hear.
One would be just a network engineer, which I'm doing now. That would be for a big company or, a company. I was also, I've always thought that I'd make a good drug counselor.
Okay.
Inspection, building inspection and things like that, because my background has been in construction a large part of my life. And a proofreader. I love to read, and my eyes always pick out misspellings and, grammar problems and this, that, and the other. So I don't know how you swing that, but...
Well, proofreading, certainly that's something in theory you can do either online or out of the house. And ordinarily, if this were 15 years ago, I'd say, look, get in touch with one of the publishers, one of the major publishers, Random House or Scrivener or somebody, and just tell them that you'd like to do some proofreading, and you'll do it. You'll even do, one manuscript for them for free. How could they turn that down? But publishing is getting to be somewhat of a dying art. I'm not trying to discourage you to say, but that may not be the first choice, just because publishing and spell check. The fact that people are doing online publishing, that book publishing in general is having problems, and spell check, because people have it on their computers, although my spell check needs to be spell checked because it's always correcting things and making them wrong. But, all right, so that, and you might be able to do that. I mean, for example, if you're affiliated with a church group or a union or anything, suggest to them that you help write their newsletter or proofread their newsletter, because what you really want, especially if you're switching to a new area, is some kind of experience so people view you as having some credentials. And even if you do, we were talking yesterday about internships. Most internships are now paid, and there's a movie called The Intern with Robert De Niro with and Hathaway, with the idea being that he is bored. And he's a widower, so he decides to go and be an intern to a young woman who's running a startup company. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the idea of being an intern someplace, and as I said, most interns by law are now paid. So, I mean, proofreader maybe. The construction stuff. Again, when you go to North Carolina or you go to Florida, see what's going on there. It may be that what you do is start your own construction agency if you have some contacts somewhere that can, maybe some of the friends that you know are in a particular area. I what you need to do is sort of explore these and be willing to maybe do sort of either an unpaid internship, and just so you get a little experience under your belt. But hopefully you're in relatively good shape, and that you have some future potential here, and finding things that you like to do. And I can hear the change in your voice of just being excited about doing some different kinds of things. Maybe even talking with your boss now about saying, look, I can do this, but this is an area of expertise that we hadn't really talked about. Would you like me to do, in addition to the things I'm already doing, how about if I started doing some of these things? I mean, and maybe proofreading a manual for them, maybe doing some additional inspection in the company you're already working with. Because starting with people who know you is not a bad place to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, Doc, you've given me new hope, which is, I guess, your purpose. And but you got me looking at the positive side instead of the negative side.
Good.
About this inability to quit smoking, and it's,
well, because listen, you have to remind yourself it's not an inability to quit. You're terrific at quitting. You just need to figure out a way. I mean, look, you quit. What'd you tell me? You quit for 2 years. You quit for 6.5 years. You quit for 110 days. You're good at quitting. We just need to shore up, which gets me to the third point of different ways of thinking about. But you're right. That if you feel better about yourself, about your options, about your choices, then the saying, even though you're tempted to have a cigarette, you can say, I really don't need to do this. It's not that bad, or why don't I wait a half hour and see? And we should also talk about some alternatives, because among other things, as nicotine is addictive, but there's also an oral fixation here. So let me hold you on for another minute. We'll talk about some substitutions for cigarettes, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Joseph, who is actually a pro at stopping smoking, and what we're looking to do is help him to reduce the stress in his life and also to figure out ways of when he is stressed. Because, you know, I'm not sure, I certainly can't guarantee you, and even if I could, I'm not sure I would guarantee you to never be stressed again, because you'd be bored out of your mind. But how to deal with stress other than nicotine. And, of course, one of the ways that someone's going to say the patch, someone's going to say gum. But, again, you're a pro. You know how to stop smoking because you've done it at least three times that you've shared with me. So I'm not going to tell you. You're already a pro at that. The question is, what do you do when you're tempted, when life feels overwhelming? Well, first of all, get out a notebook and write down what your alternatives are. And believe it or not, most of us feel most stressed when we feel that there are no alternatives. We're trapped. So once you sit with that paper and pencil, I could hear the change, Joseph, in your voice just in that 6 or 7 minute interval between when you were sort of feeling like you didn't have any choices and then coming back and saying, well, North Carolina or Florida, and came up with four alternatives for different work to be doing. And so when you're feeling stressed, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I need a cigarette, reach for a paper and pencil. Say, all right, what are my alternatives? What can I do here? And that will help because it's a positive thing as opposed to just avoiding something. Now, I thought what we'd do here, and I don't know how often you listen to the program, but maybe this will be an additional incentive, which is to let people call and tell us what things that they've done that have been successful once they've stopped smoking to continue to stay on the wagon, as it were. And Trevor just said that he has an uncle who ate sunflower seeds. So his entire truck was covered with sunflower seed husks. Supposedly an orange will work, sucking on an orange, because remembering that you've got two components. Well, you've got more than two, but you've got the habitual part. So we're substituting some behavior for another. So that's number one. Number two is the addictive part of nicotine. That one you're able to overcome. And we know that, for example, drinking a lot of water, it takes about 6 weeks to get over the addiction itself. So drinking a lot of water will speed it up. Exercise will speed it up. Anything that ups your metabolism a little bit just to get the nicotine out of your body and the craving out of your body, the physical craving. The emotional craving is the third thing, and that's an oral fixation. So oranges will work, hard candy will work, the electronic cigarettes. I'm not particularly in favor of, to be quite honest, because I think it's too close to the behavior itself, and what you want is something that's different so that you keep as far away from the behavior you're trying to obliterate as possible. So I'm trying to think what else people have suggested. As I said, chewing gum, whether it's the nicotine gum or not. But again, reminding yourself that part of the reason people start cigarette smoking, because before they have their first cigarette, they don't understand that it really is a calming device. It's an oral fixation. So sort of dealing with the oral part, again, the addiction part you seem to be pretty able to deal with. And the stress part, try exercising, say waiting an hour, getting, but especially paper and pencil, saying, all right, what are my alternatives here? And I'll tell you what I thought I'd do is invite people for the next at least half hour of the program, 855-993-7569, to either call or Facebook with alternatives that have been helpful for them when they feel like they want a cigarette of something to substitute. Okay?
Okay, Doc. I tell you, it's been a godsend to talk to you today. I feel, as you said, I feel 100% better. So
well, great. All right, listen, and what you can do in about, for the first hour, you can do it now. You can go and get the podcast of our conversation, and at the end, at about 10 minutes after the program's over, you can go to drjoy.com and just download the podcast. So you have this to do over and over and over again. So you can feel like anytime you sort of just need a little bit of refresher, you can just play the podcast.
Well, pat yourself on the back. You did a good job today.
Well, you did a good job. So thank you for calling. And
right.
It's my pleasure. And I feel like you can check in and let us know how you're doing. And I'm going to ask people to call in and offer some suggestions to what really worked for them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Joseph, good luck. I look forward to hearing from you. And first of all, go and with the Yahoo says I'm too old, I would sort of just go in and just be stupid and cheerful. Just treat him like, he's just a Yahoo. I mean, there's something wrong with him. He's clearly threatened by you on some level for him to say something that's really that mean. It's because it is only mean. It's nothing. He didn't say, look, you forgot, you left the coffee pot on. And, I know that you may have a senior moment. I mean, he's not saying that. He's just being ugly. So ugly is as ugly does.
There
right.
it is. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. 855-993-7569. Well, that was good. I get a pat on the back. Yes? There we go. 855-993-7569. All right. Can we go back to hear some more cigarette stories? It seems to
we
be
can.
Something that it elicits
it
callers from people.
It
yeah,
sure does.
So.
It kind of people resonate with it.
Yeah.
Like everybody kind of encounters it, and it's very polarizing.
Well, it is polarizing, and sometimes I think one of the reasons that, I've been a little surprised of how many responses we got and also how much resonance it's had with listeners who are calling up. And I think part of it is that people feel that, well, it's weakness. So if you're smoking, there's something wrong with you. And if you're, I think people are a little less willing to ask for help than they might be ordinarily, which is too bad. I mean, it's when you need help, you ask for it. There's there's no sin in that. There's no weakness. I mean, all God's children need help one of these days, and you're much better to ask for help and get some than just to kind of wallow in misery or not change things that are making you unhappy.
Truth. All right, so, let's see, Dave says, Lucille says, yuck.
Tell me what you really think, darling.
Yeah, really. Doug says, kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray.
Yeah, yeah. There's a poster that has that on it, which I think is true. It's disgusting, but it's true.
Yeah, no doubt. Amy says, ugh, waste of money and it makes everything stink. I'm glad they can't smoke in public anymore because I'm a musician and now my clothes and equipment don't stink anymore.
Yeah, I used to, when I first came to New York, I was invited to a lot of cabaret stuff. And I went to a couple of them, but people could smoke. And they cabarets are quite often in kind of intimate spaces. You've got a whole lot of people jammed in and quite often low ceilings and not much ventilation. And I just decided it wasn't worth my throat. And I think one of the reasons that cabarets are one of the first places to ban smoking, even I think before bars and restaurants, is the performers had to ingest all that awfulness. All right? 855-993-7569. Folks, if you have questions about when my program is or why it's on or not on, will you call the program director rather than us? Because they're a better resource. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm trying to remember if we've had a topic that has generated so much both Facebook interest and phone call interest at the same time. So let's keep going on this one.
Alrighty, we can do that. Let's see, where did we leave off though? Karen. No, wait. Yes, no.
You're in charge of leaving off part. I don't.
I am in charge. And I
you are in charge of that.
Done
well,
an excellent job
I'll tell
of
you,
getting
I'll
right
tell
back.
You if, I, if we've said it before. One was yuck. One was kissing an ashtray or licking an ashtray.
Here we go.
Okay, good.
Robert says to us via Facebook, one of the most foolish things people can do, especially young people, now that we know how bad they are and how tobacco companies get you addicted.
Yeah, but, you know, young people, it's I don't know if it's part of the, you know, I'm going to live forever kind of phenomenon, or I don't trust anybody over 30 phenomenon. I don't know what it is, but just because it's dangerous and stupid doesn't seem to be much of a deterrent, unfortunately.
True. Amy says, I wish I could quit. I hate it, and I know how horrible it is for me, but it calms me, and it is a habit out of boredom.
Okay. Amy, in the same way we were dealing with Joseph, call me up, and we'll talk about when you're bored, what kinds of things you can do so we can deal with not only the symptom, but the underlying cause of how to be less bored, alternatives to smoking, so that we can get you, you know, once you decide, then give me a call, and we'll find some alternatives for you.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie says, I would be dead now if I hadn't quit 22 years ago. I was coughing up blood, and now my lungs are great.
Good for you.
See, that's the thing.
It turns out there's this bizarre thing that I remember reading about 5 or 6 years ago that said people who stop smoking actually have a slightly better longevity projection than people who never smoked.
I guess I never knew that. I just knew that once you do quit, that it really doesn't take a lot of time for things to be actually all the way back to healthy. A
couple of years is all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Which is really kind of fascinating.
Depending on how long you smoked and how far the deterioration
right.
has gone.
Right. Of course.
I mean, once you've got emphysema, that's a little hard to reverse sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. Genevieve says, an abhorrent, abominable, distasteful habit. Stop using such a big word, Genevieve. You're screwing me up.
There you go. No more than four letters
That's
per word
right.
for us,
That's
please.
Right.
All right, there we are.
Jacqueline says, stop. It's the best gift you will ever give to yourself.
There you go. And if you need some help, give me a call.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie says, it killed my grandmother, and my mother can't walk a block without emphysema.
Yeah.
It gives
yeah.
nasty wrinkles and robs you of your health and looks even after you quit, like my family members.
Well, it depends when you quit. I mean, that's one of those things. I don't want it to sound counterproductive of, well, if you've been smoking for a while, quitting won't do any good. If you're going into the hospital for stage 4 lung cancer, that may be the case. But that quitting, I mean, if nothing else, even if you're going in, look, realistically, even if you're going into the hospital for surgery for stage 4 lung cancer, quitting will still make you feel like you accomplished something in your life. It really will. It may not do anything for your lungs at that moment, but it'll do something for your psyche. So I think there's, you know, the doctor who told Don's wife, well, you know, it's too late, I think was a horse's patootie. From a medical point of view, that may have been the case, but there are other points of view.
Mm-hmm. Marcia says, never ever tried it. Hate it with a passion. You can tell who does it because of their complexion, lots of wrinkles, and kind of yellowish skin. Plus, they smell like it. Such a waste of money.
Well, yeah. All right, keep going.
Marlene says, stinks on people who smoke. Cigars, cigarettes, etc. Yuck.
Yeah, I agree. At one point in my life, I had a grandfather smoke cigars, and I thought it was kind of cool, but man, that was a long time ago. Not any time recently.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer says, bad news, don't do it.
Truly?
She continues, I guess. She says, my mom died from smoking COPD, 70 years old. She had so much to live for. My younger sister suffered terribly from lung cancer and also passed on, 50 years old. Don't do it.
Yep.
Margaret says, I don't smoke myself. If you choose to smoke, I don't mind. I think it's mine and your right to decide if you light up or not.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if it didn't affect anybody else, I think that would absolutely be the case. But, you know, if it does affect other people, if that secondhand smoke, then I think that's not the issue. And for people who are married to smokers, quite often there's all sorts of accommodation. They only smoke in the garage or whatever. But I suggest they take out a fairly large life insurance policy that the smoker pays. So in addition to the cost of cigarettes, which is pretty high, that they also every month have to pay, or, you know, once a year, pay that premium, which can be, you know, can be pretty hefty. And so, you know, they get to sort of decide, is it really worth it?
Mm-hmm. Lee says, I used to smoke about 20 years worth. Been nicotine free for over 20 years now. Don't miss it a bit. a little afraid to, say, smoke a cigar for fear I'd hook myself again.
Yep.
I don't begrudge anyone their cigarette habit, just hate to see them waste their money on health like that. I must say, growing up in the late 50s, early 60s, I never thought I would see this kind of turnaround slash backlash against smoking and smokers.
True. True. I remember in college, one of the guys I was dating smoked, and he said, you know, I wish you'd start smoking because I'd like to, you know, I think it's really sexy to light your cigarettes.
That's like, weird.
He was serious about it, I think.
Huh.
I have to track him down and see if he's still smoking. I think he's not.
Interesting.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Marie says, don't do it. It's gross and it will kill you. My mother died of smoking-related illness.
Yep. Be interesting to see how many people don't, of non-smokers, how many of their parents smoked. I'll bet you it's a fair percentage. And supposedly, remember there's that ad with the little boy following his dad around and shaving and throwing a ball and then smoking? And supposedly, you're much more at risk to smoke if your parents smoked. Except you can hear from in my family and in a lot of the people who've responded, they didn't smoke because they felt so strongly that the smoking was an awful thing. They hated it.
Mm-hmm. Peter says it kills people.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Vince says no cigarettes, occasional cigar, weed, and other things good to smoke. There you go.
Well, you don't get much of a vote from me on that one. I mean, it's sort of trading off one thing for another. And again, most people who smoke marijuana, for example, or cigars, don't smoke nearly as much as they would if they were smoking cigarettes. So in
That's
theory,
true.
There's probably less, maybe less effect on your body. But we know that, for example, Freud died of... Had throat and jaw cancer from smoking cigars. So it's clearly not good for you, even chewing on it. And marijuana has got so many active ingredients. Again, I think people who smoke marijuana don't smoke as often or as much as cigarettes. But I don't think anybody's ever said that marijuana was good for you. Some of the ingredients can lower anxiety, but it's quite often a part of the regimen for people who are in hospice, because it does seem to lower the anxiety about dying. But, medical marijuana, you don't smoke, by and large. So.
Right. Krista says, disgusting, but so addictive.
Ooh, I wonder if that's a smoker.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little bit, doesn't it? Sounds like a little ambivalence there.
Yeah, a little bit. Joy Marie says, smoking is fine. It's no one's business if one smokes, and some people smell even if they don't smoke. I guess. Many people live in their 90s and have been smoking their whole life. It's no one's business if one smokes, and if they don't like it, put a clothespin on their nose or just move out of their way.
Sounds like a smoker.
Interesting. Yeah. Kind of actually the only one who's actually gone pretty assertively on to defend smoking.
Well, there have been a couple of people who said, you know, it's a personal choice.
Right, but I don't think anybody's...
But that one's certainly the most adamant about saying, leave me alone, I'm going to smoke. I'm going to burst into flame if I want.
Yep. Terry says, smoke, you croak.
Okay.
Catchy. Diana says, never have and don't kiss people who do. Yuck.
Well, I tend to agree with you. As I said, I won't date people who smoke because if they're not smoking very much, they think they're being wonderful to me, and I think they're being jerks. So that's just one of those things that you're starting off in such awful footing that it makes no sense to even attempt it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we've been talking about smoking, and we're going to try and finish it up because we have been talking about it for most of today. But it's been one of those topics that people really responded to very emotionally and overwhelmingly. Are we set for this, Trev?
We are good to go.
You go, guy, then.
Alrighty. Oh, wait, no, I forgot which one. Okay, here we go. Eileen says, I never smoked, but I have COPD from others smoking in my presence. Save yourself and save others.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue, that if you were in a bubble and you could smoke and wreck your own lungs and heart and kidneys and bladder, that so be it. I mean, it's not nice, but secondhand smoke is a real issue. And not only secondhand smoke as a health issue, but secondhand, I mean, that presumably most of us use deodorant. We don't necessarily use deodorant because, you know, our noses are fairly far away from our smellies. But for other people, I mean, you know, we sort of live in a larger society. Maybe we should do a Facebook thing of do you or don't use deodorant. But I don't think I want to go there.
Forget, I don't think we want to know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, besides, you know soon enough. So.
Yeah, really. You know it's an important. Karen says, it's legal, so stop punishing smokers. Also love how everyone wants to legalize pot.
Well, I mean, I think that the reason that cigarettes are legal is for exactly the same reason that pot is. There are more and more states that are going to pass legislation about pot. I mean, there are two issues about pot. First of all, to decriminalize it because law enforcement just spends an enormous amount of time on something that probably is not particularly enforceable. But second of all, as I said, it's financial. Oregon, not a terribly populous state, made $11 million in the first week. That's the first 7 days of pot being legal. I mean, those numbers are just irrefutable.
Mm-hmm. Melissa says, I think it's one of the biggest signs of weakness.
See, that's the issue, as a couple of the people who are feeling under the gun, is that people really do. And my concern about it is that people are less willing to ask for help. They're saying, well, you know, if you had better character, you wouldn't do this. If you had more regard for your fellow human being, if you had more regard for the body that is your temple. Yeah. All right, keep going.
All right. Elizabeth says, smoking what? Pot, cool. Cigs, if you want, I don't care.
There you go.
There you go. Someone called Auntie says, miss it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who feel that it's something that's missing in their life and feel that they're only sort of one, you know, one heartache or one unhappiness away from picking the habit up again. It is truly addictive, and not only psychologically. Plus, again, you know, one of the reasons people use drugs, da-da-da, is because drugs work. Da-da-da. What are you going to do? 855-993-7569. Robin, we don't have a huge amount of time, but tell me how I can help you.
I was just calling about the cigarette issue, and I wanted to make a comment about people throwing away their cigarette butts and not even putting them out.
Yeah! How yucky is that?
Oh, I mean, it's everywhere, and the litter is astronomical from cigarette butts. My front yard ends up with 20 or 30 butts all over it from people driving by. But somebody mentioned that they don't put ashtrays in cars anymore. So all these people in cars smoking just throw out their butt. I mean, I'm sure they start forest fires that way, too, but it's kind of dumb that they didn't leave something in the car for people that smoke.
Well, that is a good point. Look, if nothing else, what you can do if you're a smoker and in your car, that what you can do is get a little, you could put an ashtray in your car. You could put a little piece of aluminum foil if you had to and put your cigarettes out in. You could dump it every day and you could close the top over it and so it doesn't smell up your whole car. That, look, if you're going to smoke in your car, don't throw your butts on Robin's lawn. Just, you know, the car manufacturers aren't doing it presumably because there's not much of a need for it. But for a cigarette smoker, you know, you have a need for it, so provide it, folks. You know, it's not that, we're not talking rocket science here. Aluminum foil will work just perfectly. All right, Robin, where do you live where people are?
I live in Maine, so they're really making it, you know, a beautiful state ugly. And
well,
you know,
and this woman today.
A little, Yeah, a little water bottle in the car. My mother used to do that when she smoked, you know, with a little bit of water in it, and just would throw the cigarette butt in the water, you know, and that way.
Which is disgusting, but it's less disgusting than dumping it on your lawn. Well, and people who throw out live butts, I mean, you have people who walk barefoot, you have dogs, it's really, as you point out, forest fires, a piece of trash. I mean, it's really, come on, folks. There you go. All right. Robin, you and I have vented.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You can tell this is one of those topics that has a great deal of emotional resonance to it. All right, let's see if we can knock out another couple.
Okay, let's see. Zella says it's gross, but as long as I don't have to breathe it in, others can smoke as much as they like.
Fair. All right, I mean...
Yeah. Francis says, I quit smoking 28 years ago and still have nightmares that I am a smoker.
Yeah. Well, good for you for not.
Yep. Adeline says, I don't understand it.
Well, it's again, oral. It's habit, it's oral fixation, and it's nicotine addiction. And it's stress reduction. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of women think that when they're hungry, if they have a cigarette, that it's a appetite suppressant.
You know what else is an appetite suppressant?
Food.
Green tea, but also food. But, you know.
Green tea has got caffeine in it.
Well, that's it.
Any tea will, and any hot water does.
But green tea is good for you, or something. I saw it on the internet.
Fair enough.
I'm a good source of very profound information.
From the internet.
That's right.
You go, guy.
Okay. Elaine says, if you do smoke, it is a death sentence.
Well, so is breathing, so what can I tell you? But I hear what you're saying. I mean, there are nice ways to die, presumably, and unnice ways to die, and sort of drowning in your own lungs, not nice.
Oh, that is a very powerful kind of statement.
Yeah.
Peggy says, it should be still allowed in bars.
Oh, please. We're not going backward, sugar.
Don't agree with that.
Not
going
to happen.
Yeah.
One of the awful stories from, I think, about 3 years ago was a woman, this true story, a woman in New Jersey was in a bar that, and again, New Jersey doesn't allow smoking bars either, and she was out having a cigarette, and she got struck by lightning, which I think, and it killed her. That is nature's way of saying, stop smoking. You know, it's... But it was just one of those stories that, I mean, it seemed like, whoa! All right, keep going.
Yeah, really. Finally, Francis says, don't. You could end up with an incurable lung problem, which at the least will haunt you until the day you die.
Yep. And understanding that, again, none of us are getting out of here alive, but do you really want to do things that are in your control to make your death sooner and more painful or not? Something to think about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.